1 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse 9. Know ye not, the Bible says in verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, excuse me, verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Could you raise your hand and ask the Lord to help us tonight? Father, we need you. The Lord would help me just a little while tonight. I want to preach on behold how he loves you. Behold how he loves you. I want to turn your attention to the book of Mark tonight, chapter 10, after I've read those scriptures to you about all of those that are not going to heaven. About all of those that are fornicators and idolaters and adulterers and effeminate, and revilers, and extortioners, and abusers of themselves with mankind. All of those people that are guilty of those sins. And look around tonight, and many of us fit somewhere in one of those categories. Many of us were guilty of some of those sins that the Lord wrote down right there. But the only reason that I'm here tonight is because I've been washed. The only reason that I am standing behind this pulpit tonight is not because of whose family I was born in. It's not because of what church I attended. It's not because of even my mama's prayers. But it's because that one day I chose to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And I asked him to forgive me of my sins. And his blood washed away every one of them. Now I want you to know tonight, I'm not up here to trumpet and tell you how great that I am and how holy and I am and how righteous I've always been, because I can't do that. But I can tell you one thing. You've not went too far that the Lord can't save you. Your sins are not too great that God can't forgive you. And I don't know, maybe you're sitting here tonight and possibly you've tried before and failed and come up short and not made it. But friend, I want you to know right now, this is a different night and this is a different day. And you got a chance today to make it right with God. And you don't have to leave this building lost in your sins, but you can be washed tonight in the precious blood blood of the Lamb. I want somebody to realize tonight, you're here not by accident. Amen. You're here not because, amen, you just decided to walk in, but this was divinely ordered of God. Amen. You're here tonight that the Lord can speak to you. This young man in Mark chapter 10, the Bible talks about him, and in my commentary just above the scripture, it says the rich young ruler. That's how he's described, as the rich young ruler. And in verse 17 it said, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Now, that scripture tells me right there that this man, he was a rich young ruler. He understood that there was something missing in his life. I believe with all of my heart. And he knew he couldn't buy it. He knew he couldn't purchase it. He knew he couldn't work for it. So he asked this question, and he asked it in this way. Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life, or that it might be given to me? I don't know how to earn it, because if I could earn it, I would earn it. If I could figure a way to do it myself, I wouldn't be here asking you, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And then Jesus tells him, there's none good, no, not one, but I don't want to spend time on that. But then he says to him, thou knowest the commandments. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he goes through that list of commandments, and the young man says to him, now these have I kept from my youth up. I've always done these things, and I've always done just exactly what I needed to do. Could I tell you tonight, amen, just having it on the outside is not good enough. Just having it where, amen, you can maybe appear to those around you that you're all right is not good enough. Amen, you can keep the commandments and still be lost in your sin. Amen, you can do everything that you know to do, amen, to lay down sin on your own. But unless you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you're lost in your sin tonight. Could you raise your hands and ask the Lord to help? Now, I want you to take a look at this. I want you to look very closely at the verse I'm getting ready to read to you out of verse 21. And here's where I want to preach from tonight. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Then Jesus, beholding him, or looking at him, loved him. Loved him. I want you to get hold of this right now. I'm not going to preach long. I'm not going to preach long. Right now, in this service, he's looking at you. Right now, in this service tonight, he's looking at you. Now, this young man, Brother Sloggett, this young man, he's not a pauper. He's not a beggar. He doesn't have old rags. He's a rich young ruler. He's got some upbringing. He's got some upbringing because he comes running to Jesus. He doesn't come and put himself in front of anybody, but kneeling down before him. He's got some humility about him. He's not a terrible person. He's really not. He's not somebody that you just look at and say, oh, I don't ever want to be around them. But I dare say this young man had some qualities about him. Jesus began to list those commandments. He said, now, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And the young man said, well, these have I kept from my youth up. So that tells me he must have been a pretty good young man. You look at him and you say, oh, everybody would like to have a son like that. He don't do nothing wrong. He's married, maybe. He's got a good family. He's not a fornicator. He's not an adulterer. Amen. He's not that bad of a person. But yet he knows there's something missing in his life. Now Jesus looks at him. And I want you to notice what he's getting ready to tell him here in just a few moments. Amen. If you'll read that text, Jesus gives him an offer that he gave to very few. He said, go and sell all that you have, distribute unto the poor, and come and follow me. I want you to be one of my disciples. Amen. You'll have treasures in heaven if you do it. I want you to follow after me. I want you to come with me. I want you to see me work my miracles. I want you to see me raise the dead. He's offered him all of these things. And Jesus looks at him. And he loved him. He loved him. It's not who he was. It's not because he's rich. It's not because he's got all of this fortune. But Jesus, beholding him, looks inside of his heart and he knows there's something missing. And he gives him this opportunity. Go and sell all that you've got and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Now I want you to take a close look at what's getting ready to happen. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Take up your cross. Go and sell all that you've got. Give to the poor. Come and follow me. Come and follow me. Now I want to paint just a portrait for you. I'm not preaching long tonight. I want to paint just a portrait for someone sitting in here. Because you're getting ready, if you're not careful, to do the same thing. The Lord called. The Lord asked. And then I want you to notice what the young man did. He was grieved in his spirit, for he was very wealthy. Now the last, you know, somebody was talking about they went to an auction today and had portraits, seen portraits. If I had the ability tonight, Brother Sloggett, I would paint this portrait. I would paint the portrait of Jesus beholding a young man that he loved walking away. Here he is. Jesus loves him. Jesus loves him. There's no doubt he loves him. He's gave him the opportunity. He's had a good upbringing. He knows what to do. He knows what the Lord's asked him to do. But yet there's something keeping him from doing what he needs to do. And I need to ask you that sitting here in this building tonight that should have already been saved, what's kept you going away from him? What's kept you walking away from him tonight? Heads bowed, eyes closed. I'm not preaching long. The Holy Ghost already has moved in this service. The Lord's calling you. The Lord's calling you. I said the Lord's calling you. You need to listen to me tonight. Jesus has looked at you. And he's loved you. Right through your sins. You're not terrible. You're not wicked. You're just a sinner. Just like I was. And everybody that was in this building was. But the question is, are you going to walk away tonight like you have in time past? Are you going to walk away over top of mama's prayers and daddy's prayers? Are you going to walk away over top of the people that you love's prayers? The only thing kept you out of hell right now is that somebody loved you enough to pray for you. And that Jesus loved you to have mercy upon you. And tonight he's looking at you and he's speaking to you. And you know you need to come to God. And you know you need to surrender to him. And you got all of these questions about, well, what about this? It's not, none of that has to matter of anything right now. The only thing you've got to answer tonight is he loves you. But do you love him enough to forsake your sins and walk away? Do you love him enough to get rid of that one thing that's kept you from being saved for years now? That one thing that's kept you out of the house of God. Oh, you know, for a long time you've wanted to be saved, but yet you can't seem to let go of that one thing. You can't seem to let go of that one little area of your life, or that one little area of your life is dragging you away from God. That one little area. But he's looking. He's beholding. He's looking at you right now. And he loves you. Would you give yourself to him right here in this service tonight? Would you not walk away like you've done in time past? Would you not say no like you've done in time past? Could it be that this is your night that you might get saved? Could it be that this is your night that he's going to wash you from your sins? He loves you. I'm talking to somebody right now. He loves you. I'm telling you, I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to tell you. I'm not here to reveal all of your sins. I'm just here to tell you that he loves you, that he gave himself for you, and he'll wash your sins away if you'll let him. And Jesus, looking at him, loved him. You ain't catching that, are you? I need you to grasp a hold of that right now. And Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Brother,
I need you tonight to get ready to sing a little bit more of the love of God. You should have come earlier. You should have come earlier. He loves you. This thing's coming to an end. This thing's coming to an end. And he's reaching for you. Brother Alexander, you don't understand. I don't need to. I've tried before. I can't make it. You're right. You can't. But he can live it through you. You're not going to be able to do it by yourself. But you can do it with him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Lord. I know folks are here tonight. Lord, inside of them, everything inside of them is telling them, I need to give it over to the Lord tonight. But Lord, I'm so fearful that they're going to walk away for one thing. I can see him now. Young man's head bowed. He turns and walks away. And as he steps out of their sight, the whole time, Jesus was beholding him. And Jesus was loving him. The Holy Ghost is talking to somebody right now. He's calling you. He loves you. Could you raise your hands and ask the Lord to help us right now? One more time, could we raise our hands and ask the Lord to help us? God, have your way.
Receive the love of Christ. Receive the love of Christ. Receive the love of Christ.
We're going to give the Lord just a moment here.
Yes, yes.
If he chooses to speak to us, we want to listen. But he's already spoken to your heart. He's already spoken to you. Why don't you just get up from where you're at right now? Come down to this altar and ask the Lord to forgive you and love him like he loves you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He's waiting on you, friend. Brother, I want you to get ready to sing right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to get ready to sing. While he does. While he does. Oh, let's be obedient to God tonight. Let's not be in no hurry here. There's souls weighed in the balance. Their souls weighed in the balance tonight. And we do not want to miss what the Lord's trying to do for you. He's looking at you tonight. And he loves you. He loves you. The Lord is speaking to you tonight. You need to come. The worst thing you can do right now is what you've done too many times. Get up and walk away. That's the worst thing you can do tonight, is to get up and walk away. Heaven's calling you, friend. Heaven's calling you right now. The Spirit of the Lord has spoken to us. We just need you to come. We need you to move right now. We need you to move right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus tonight, have your way, Holy Ghost.
Speak to thee this night. I know thee. I saw thee in thy wickedness. I watched thee turn and walk from me. I've dealt with thee before. I've talked to thee time and again. But I want to speak to thee again this one night. Remind thee that I do love thee, that I'm willing to forgive thee. But thou hast to do what I've asked thee to do. Turn from thy sin and come to me, and thou shalt have life. Thou shalt find life more abundantly, saith the Lord.
It's your move. It's your move. It's your move. It's your move. You don't have to wait any longer. You don't have to wait any longer. The Lord will forgive you right now. The Lord will wash away your sin right now. Would y'all tarry just for a moment, and I'm going to bring the saints in, but I need somebody tonight to realize heaven's here for you. Heaven's here for you. Would you come tonight? Would you come? Would you come right now? Would you come right now? Could we raise our hands all over the building, saints of God, and pray right now? I feel like every power in hell is warring against us right now. I feel like that for some reason the devil has chose tonight to come into this place. Try to hold down. Try to keep someone from getting right with God. But could I tell you tonight that he loves you, and there's no power in hell that can keep you from being saved if you want to come. I want you to know right now, there's been enough Holy Ghost in this building tonight to save the entire city of Sepulpa. Now I want you to know right now, God's come for you. And you need to just surrender over to him and say, Lord, I'm tired of running. I'm tired of being like I am. I've done things I'm not proud of. I've done things I'm ashamed of. And I want to be free from my sin tonight. I'm tired of it holding me down. I'm tired of having a shame all over my life. I want to get right with you tonight. I want to change my direction. I want to change my ways. I want to be what you want me to be. Hey, I'm talking to someone that Jesus loves. That he loves. Church, I need you to pray. I'm not afraid. I'm not a bit afraid to fight hell right now for your soul. Did you hear me? I said I'm not a bit afraid right now to fight hell for your soul. Amen. It might not be as easy as it's been in past nights, but I want you to know right now you're worth fighting for. And I want to stand right in between you, amen, between the living and the dead. Amen. I want to stand between you and what's getting ready to take you away from God. I want you to know right now you can be free in this building tonight. Your sins can be forgiven. Pray, church. We need the Holy Ghost to help us right now. I guess the big question is, though, can you forgive yourself? I guess that's the big question looming right now in your mind. I'm not sure I can forgive myself for all that I've done, for the life that I've lived. Oh, Holy Ghost, help us right now. I'm getting ready to close this altar service. The Lord's talking to you. I don't want to weary you. I don't want to weary you tonight. I don't want to weary you. But in this building tonight, in this building tonight, he's a calling for you. 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 He'll save you tonight. He loves you. He loves you tonight. I said he loves you tonight. We're getting ready to stand. I'm getting ready to bring the saints in. And you'll be another portrait. With your back to Christ. Walking away. It's up to you. Don't have to be that way tonight. Don't have to be that way. Let's stand, please. I'm not going to worry you. The decision is yours. The decision is yours. I can't make it for you, and I wouldn't if I could. This is a personal thing. I'm going to ask you to come one more time. They're going to play something. Somebody sing. Teresa sing. I'm going to invite you in. He's looked at you. And he's loved you. That's all I've got to tell you tonight. Is he's looked at you. And he's loved you. What you do with that love, it's totally up to you.
And I'll tell you this, Brother David. Somebody in this building is getting ready to walk right out over top of Mama's prayers, Daddy's prayers, family's prayers, church's prayers.
It's your move. I can't make you come. I'm not trying to scare you into the altar. Not trying to scare you in here at all. I'm just wanting to tell you tonight, he loves you. He loves you. It don't have to be the way it is right now. I said it don't have to be the way it is right now. Would you come? Folks are coming into the altar. Folks are coming into the altar. Would you come with them? Would you come with them? Oh my.
Thank you.
Church, I want you to raise your hands all over this building right now. We are a facing hell that's warred against this revival, trying to stop it dead in its tracks. Now, I want you to know that right now, we're facing principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. I understand that right now. But I also understand that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And I don't think we've got to take a back seat to the devil, do you? I think we can come through this thing with victory. I want, you know, if we ain't careful, we'll let the devil steal from us. I said, we'll let the devil steal from us what God's been doing right here. And I don't mean to let that happen tonight. How about you? Why don't you raise your hands one more time and say, Lord, we rebuke the powers of hell that war in this service tonight, that's trying to stop a soul from being saved. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the power of hell by the name of Jesus Christ. We believe in the power of the blood. We believe in the power of the Lamb. God, every bond, God, every demon in hell, God has to step back in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, that you'll break this thing open. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you'll destroy the works of the enemy. Lord, I pray right now that the glorious liberty will come into this service, and the power of God will sweep into this place, and the glory from heaven will fall again. Oh Lord, we exalt you. Oh Lord, we exalt you tonight. We magnify you. We glorify you. Lord, we war against the spirit of the name of Jesus. Amen. Pray again. Hallelujah. I said, let's pray again. Let's run this thing out of here. Hallelujah. What are you talking about, Brother JR? I'm not ignorant on spiritual things on this. I know when the devil's trying to fight, and it's not going to happen tonight. There's somebody here, amen, that needs God to help him, and we want the Lord to have liberty to do so. One more time, raise your hands and ask the Lord to give us a victory in this place. Hallelujah. Whatever we got to do to push it back, let's push it back. Amen. Whatever we got to do to combat it, let's combat it. Amen. But let's take back what's ours. In that glorious liberty we've had around here. Amen. We ain't going to let the devil steal it. Amen. Not now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. It's always going to be here. The Lord's gave us life and life more abundantly. And we're going to cling to it and hold it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 It wasn't always going to be easy. Sometimes you're going to have to strap on the sword. Sometimes you're going to have to swing it and fight. Sometimes you're going to have to go to war for the souls of men and women. Sometimes you're going to have to square your shoulders back and realize we are in a spiritual warfare. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we're not giving ground or space to the devil. We can have victory right here tonight. I said we can have victory right here tonight. Amen. It ain't going to be long. You wait just a little while. There'll be some saying to God, pray a hole into heaven here in just a minute. I said there'll be some saying to God, pray a hole into heaven here in just a minute. Amen. I believe that there'll be some little mama, amen, that knows how to get a hold of God, get carried away in the spirit in just a little bit. Amen. We ain't afraid of the devil. We're going to stand against him and war against him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time. One more time. You say, preacher, what are you doing? I'm a fighting for souls tonight. I'm a fighting for liberty tonight. Raise your hands one more time and ask the Lord to help us in this place.
understand. My King would leave his throne to don the robes of an earthly man and feel the pain and bone.
Not free.